It's time for Breaking Chain with Healthy Monday, where we will discuss spiritual, mental, and physical health issues. It's Breaking Chain with Healthy Monday on YAT Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Dr. Ruby Moore MacMillan on Healthy Monday. Thank you for joining us tonight. This is the first launching for the Kingdom Prescription right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm excited to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful broadcast. It's been approximately 7 years now since we have been working with the Kingdom Prescription. And when I say we, I mean myself and the Holy Spirit. With a name like Kingdom Prescription, we certainly cannot have a divine healing without the Kingdom's intervention. We know that the word of the Lord says at Matthew 6:33, first, seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. And I believe that with my whole heart. Tonight, as I introduce myself to some and present myself to others, there's some that already know me. There's some that have already been a part of the Kingdom Prescription over the last 5 to 7 years. But I do want to tell you a little bit about myself and the reason why I have such a passion for reversing type 2 diabetes and all of its other complicators. In 2012, my life took a change. For almost 30 years, I had served as a health professional in doctor's offices, labs, hospitals, acute hospitals, SNFs, labor and delivery, and also in group homes throughout the San Francisco, Oakland Bay area. However, in 2012, there was a change. There was a call that I prayed that so many of you that are listening tonight will never, ever receive. That call came about 3:30 in the afternoon from a police officer in New Carlton, Maryland, where my son was living in his new home. And the call came and asked me, was I Tarius Franklin's mother? And for some of you who are listening, you understand that, yes, I was like, oh, my, what has he done now? And as I was listening, because I was already at work, and I asked the officer, was there some way that I could speak to him so I could find out what the problem was? And when the officer asked me, ma'am, are you alone? When he said that, something changed inside me, because what does that have to do with me speaking to my son? And at that time, when I answered, I said, well, so I'm at work. I said, I'm not alone. And that's when he proceeded to tell me how sorry he was. This was the first time that he'd ever made this call. But he wanted to make sure that I had someone that was there with me. He said, because in spite of everything that we've tried to do, we were not successful and we were not able to resuscitate your son. And my question was, what do you mean? And when he explained to me what had happened and the reason why he was able to even locate my telephone number is because the phone was open, and my son had tried to reach me during the evening. my son, 38 years old, was gone on March the 23rd, 2012. After speaking with him on March the 22nd that evening. So my family has experienced strongholds. And tonight we're breaking chains. Tonight we're breaking chains about type 2 diabetes, about high blood pressure, about obesity, all right, about cardiovascular diseases and inflammations. We are breaking the chains. We are breaking strongholds. We're breaking family curses. So I want to explain to you that I would have been number seven. I would have been number seven. First, type 2 diabetes took my father, my eldest sister, my eldest brother, two of my aunts, my son being number six. And then on May the 9th of 2012, yours truly, Dr. Ruby Moore MacMillan, had a stroke. I am here to tell you that during that time was when the Kingdom prescription was given to me. I thought that all of those years that I'd taken care of other people, that I had known about hematology, I'd known about type 2 diabetes, I knew that I lost my family members, but it wasn't until it was up close and personal on me that it stopped me. I'm so grateful today for that because it stopped me. And what it did to, is it ministered to me that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want, that he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters and he still my soul. So in this process that was trauma, but out of the trauma came the message. And the message was the Kingdom prescription. And the Kingdom prescription itself is this. It is the word of God spoken over your life pertaining to any set of circumstances or situations with faith, believing that the word of God will transcend any situation in the spirit. And then add five practical lifestyle changes. And those five practical lifestyle changes are deep breathing exercise, which I call the breath of life. The next is learning your body and blood numbers. Yes. The third one is learning and enjoying various exercises and walks and movements during the day, at least 20 to 40 minutes every day. And then the fourth one is to add the proper supplements to your lifestyle. And the fifth is learning how to eat superfoods and the proper oils. This is the Kingdom prescription for the believer, is the biblical health plan for man that God has set forth. And the very beginning in Genesis 1:29, God provided for us what we needed as our staples to take care of this temple that he'd created in his likeness and in his image. So I want you to get ready. I want you to stay focused. I want you to think about all of the people that are in your family. And if you don't want to go that far, I want to encourage you to think on yourself. Think about the changes or the health issues that you have right now. Do you have high blood pressure? Do you have aches and pains that you know that you shouldn't have? Do you have heart problems? Do you have memory loss? Do you have kidney problems? Oh, come on, somebody. If you are currently now experiencing these issues in your own life, I want to encourage you to call in at 858-357-9137. I want you to call in to 858-357-9137 and ask questions regarding how to reverse type 2 diabetes and all of its complications. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that I possibly can for you. The Word of God really is alive and full of power. And when you have a combination of the Word of God and you believe the Word of God, according to Mark 11:24, that scripture encourages us as believers that whatever it is that we pray for and ask for, believe already that we have received it and we shall have it. That's the word. So we know that when we have faith, the word also tells us without works, it's dead. So for the next 4 weeks, we are going to unpack the kingdom prescription. We're going to unpack all five practical lifestyle applications. Look at it from the natural and the spiritual. I want you to also think about what the word says, that there is power in our mouth, right? Through the word of God, there is life and there is death in our tongue. So we have scriptures that we're going to talk about. We're going to look at the natural aspects that we have to be responsible for. We have heard for so long through the word of God, coming to church, and we've heard the word, but we have oftentimes left the church house, the brick and mortar aspect of it, and we've gone home and we've continued in some of the ways that we were just taught prior to leaving the church house. And can I tell you that I understand that? And can I tell you that I've gone there and that I've done that as well? It is with everything that God has provided for his people, for us to be in health and prosper as our soul prospers. 3 John 2. 3 John 2 is the good news for biblical health. It is the good news because God already has designed us. In his word in Genesis, he said he made us from the dust of the ground and that he breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. And then the word says, and then man became a living soul. So the Bible also tells us in Genesis that he said, come now, let us, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, make man in our likeness and in our image. So we are somebody. We are divine creation of God. Yes, we are. We are the divine creation of God. We are the temple of God. That your body is the temple of God. When you look at 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, it asks this to everyone on the face of the earth, but especially to the believer. It asks us, do you not know that your body is the temple of God and that you were bought with a price? The word states, I'm paraphrasing, the word even states that you are not your own. That you are the representative of God here on this earth. That you were bought with the blood of Jesus the Christ. You are not your own. Therefore, glorify God with your body. So tonight, for the next 40 minutes or so, we're going to talk about the kingdom prescription. And I am your host, Dr. Ruby Mora MacMillan. I am your biblical health professor and certified health and nutrition coach. I want to share with you also the kingdom prescription decree. The word tells us that we can decree and declare a thing. Well, I've learned over the past 25 or 30 years as being a believer that the power of life and death is in my mouth. I've had to learn how to come through situations. And coming through May the 9th, 2012, until July of 2012, the kingdom prescription decree that was given to me while I was lying in emergency, having a stroke, has then been in my mouth, and I have continued to decree and declare it to know that God already had a plan for man, and my assignment after going through all of that turmoil, after going through all of that trauma, he wanted to release it unto me to let me know that I am his temple so that I would be able to share it. But even before I read the kingdom prescription decree, I want to share with you how the Holy Spirit delivered this unto me. First, as I was lying in bed in the midst of this stroke, looking at the monitors above me, they were taking my blood pressure, and I was looking at it. It was just off the charts. My blood pressure was sky high. As I was lying there, not being able to speak clearly because my mouth was twisted, I was asking within myself, God, today am I going to die? Yes, I asked the question. Lord, today am I going to die? Is the grave going to bring you glory? And tears are running down my face and down my cheeks because I knew I was in trouble. All the years that I'd taken care of everyone else, I had just recently lost my son. And there I was in the hospital at Norwood West, and they were working on me, yours truly. And when I asked the question in everything that I had, the Holy Spirit was so sweet. It was one of those times in my life that transformed me. The Holy Spirit was so sweet. He spoke to me and said, daughter, today you shall live and not die. He said, I am going to give you the kingdom prescription. And when you have taken it, when you have learned it, when you have healed yourself, go back to the brotherings and tell them that my heart is heavy over the way that they are coming to me too soon. Tell them that they should take heed. They should learn. They should be healed and whole. They should know that I want them to prosper and be in health as their soul prosper. And when he did that, it was like there was a peace that came over me. He provided the more than enough for us. And the doctor bent over my bed because I know she could hear me murmur because I wasn't clear in my speech at the moment. And I looked at her and I was trying to say, help me, and she leaned over me and she said, Miss McMillian, we are helping you. She said, you know, it took a while for you to get in this state, but we are helping you. So we just want you to rest. So in that moment, I want to let you know that all I could do was just be at peace and know that the Holy Spirit had visited and know that he had given me a way of escape. I could rest, that I didn't have to worry, and I was not going to die, that I was going to live. And so do you not know that it was already predestined that I was going to be sitting right here on this night, the 18th of March 2019, telling you about the goodness of God that happened in May of 2012? So I want to share with you tonight the Kingdom Prescription Decree. The Kingdom Prescription Decree is this. I am his temple. I believe that my body is the temple of God, where the Holy Spirit dwells. I am not my own. I am God's workmanship created by Christ Jesus to do good works. I believe that I am his temple that represents the kingdom of God. I am a living sacrifice. My body is his temple. It is holy and set apart to do good works. I believe that I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I believe I have received the kingdom prescription from God, and that when taken into practice, it will give me new life. Therefore, I am his temple. I tell you, when you decree and you declare this every single day, because the scripture, Psalms 118 and 17 says, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. You ought to etch that in your spirit and in your memory to know that there is a biblical health plan for man. And I am your humble host, Dr. Ruby Moore McMillian, telling you that God has a plan for you, that you can be healed, that you can be whole. And yes, there is a part that you would need to do in this transformation. Mm-hmm. There is. So tonight, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to call in. And the call-in number is 858-357-9137. That number again is 858-357-9137. Now, what I want to do right now is go over the five aspects of the practical lifestyle changes that we, as the believer, will put into action after declaring the word of God over our lives to ensure that we have spiritual, we have mental, and then we will have physical healing by decree and declaring the word of God in every area of our lives. The first change, somebody ought to say change. The first change is doable as we use the word by faith and believing and works. Yes, there is a job that we have to do. And this is the area that I'm so thankful that I have an opportunity to share, because I have for so long heard about testimonies that people had given, and I still listen today. And almost 90% of all the testimonies that I hear always give the first and the last part. It's very seldom that we have an opportunity to talk to that individual about the in-between or in the meantime before you get to the end of the matter. And I'm here because I want to talk about the in-between, because the Word of God is quick and powerful than any two-edged sword. It can even discern your very thoughts. Now, we know that God wants us to be healed. So in this process, when we get into situations, there is a part that we have to do. So we want to talk about the science. The science of the kingdom prescription, which is, in fact, what I will talk with you about. It's called the Lean Start. And LEAN itself is an acronym. L-E-A-N is an acronym for lifestyle, exercise, attitude, nutrition. And let me repeat that. The LEAN Start program is the physical component of the kingdom prescription that is practiced alongside the faith of the Word of God. L-E-A-N, lifestyle, exercise, attitude, and nutrition. Right now, let's go over the five areas that I want to share with you. We're going to do each one all this month. Every week, we're going to take one of these aspects and we're going to talk about it in its totality. We're going to line it up scripturally, and then we're going to talk about the works part that we have to do that will ensure ourselves that it will reverse type 2 diabetes, it will reverse inflammation, it will help your body to lose the extra weight, it will allow you to think clear, you will have more energy. It's just going to do you a new makeover. That's right, a new makeover. Now, the first one that I want to talk about in the five lifestyle changes that we're going to make, it's called deep breathing exercise, or if you will, the breath of life. It's found in Genesis 2:7, which says, God breathed man to become a living soul. He breathed into his nostrils, and that was the spirit, because we are made from the dust of the ground. We ourselves are just dirt. But I want you to get the revelation that was imparted to me regarding this particular scripture. I've never seen it this way before. The breath of life is the empty vessel, first of all, that God made from the dust of the ground. And then he took the ruach, which means the rising. It means the bold. It means the wind of the Spirit of God. It is strong. It made man a living soul. The dirt and the dust got up. So when you think of breathing, the breath of life exercise, I want you to understand the benefits. When you have spoken the word of God, I can't really hardly reiterate this enough. When you have preceded the breath of life, breathing techniques, when you have spoken the word, you have prayed in your quiet time, and you've spoken the word pertaining to your particular situation, then as you do the breath of life, and what is the breath of life? The breath of life is 10 to 15 breaths done in the morning, and if you like, you can do some in the evening. It will transform you. Now, the benefits of the breath of life will do this. It will oxygenate your blood. It will make it bright red. It will increase your blood flow. It will automatically lower your blood pressure. Just try it. Just try it. It will lower your blood pressure. It will give you more energy. You will have more mental clarity. And listen, it will rid your body of harmful radicals and prolong your organ lifespan. And the secret into having the breath of life benefit is this. It immediately turns your body after 20 minutes into a fat-burning machine. Somebody ought to call about that. How does the breath of life turn your body into a fat-burning machine? When you call in to 858-357-9137, I will make sure that I answer that question for you. Now, while we're here, when I ask you to call in, I also want to make sure that you know how to email me. You can go to thekingdomprescription@gmail.com. Sometimes, I've been doing this for a while, and sometimes people just don't like to ask questions on the air or ask them in a group. But our desire is to make sure that you are able to get your questions answered. There are no what people call crazy questions or, you know, unintelligible questions. That's not the case. I am a biblical health professor. I am a certified health and nutrition coach. I'm a certified medical assistant, and I've been doing this now for 30 years. The part of the biblical health professor I've been doing for 7. But with everything that God has provided for me, my whole life experience, and then opening my eyes to the revelation of the kingdom prescription. And also, I need to tell you this, that the person that you're listening to right now have used the kingdom prescription since 2012. This person that you're listening to right now, I have released my body from all that, from all those aches and from all those pains in having type 2 diabetes myself. I have lost more than 60 pounds. That's right. My highest weight was 235 pounds. I now weigh 170 pounds. My blood pressure has been lowered. My skin is radiant, and my mental clarity is marvelous. And the reason why I say that it is marvelous, because coming up in a few months, August the 11th, I'll be celebrating my 70th birthday. I can give myself a thank you, Jesus, for that. So I want you to understand that this is not something that I read in a book only. This is something that I have experienced. The kingdom prescription has transformed my life. It has changed me from being a sick person to being healthy, whole, and wealthy, and full of godly wisdom. And it has reversed type 2 diabetes. It has reversed high blood pressure. It has reversed cardiovascular diseases. It has reversed any kidney problems. And during the process, I need to mention to you that during the process of this healing, the Lord gave me a book to write. And that book is called Diabetes Will Stop With Me, Using the Kingdom Prescription. That's right. Diabetes Will Stop With Me, Using the Kingdom Prescription. You can talk to me personally. You can talk to me personally. And when you call, I can make sure that you're able to get the book, an autographed copy, sent to you. I want you to go to thekingdomprescription.com. That's www.kingdomprescription.com. Go to the website. You will see how to order the book. And when you order the book from us, I will make sure that it's an autographed copy. You will get some additional free information, and it will be mailed to you within 5 to 7 days. So in my book, Diabetes Will Stop With Me Using the Kingdom Prescription, is everything that I'm talking with you about tonight. It shows in this book, because when some people see me, they don't believe my age and they don't believe that I was this sick. What's important about the book is in the meantime. I said earlier, have you heard people that give their testimony and they talk about the beginning and they get excited? And I've heard this for years. And then they talk about, you know, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I'm healed. And this is true. But I want you to understand the middle, the in the meantime part. It is a wonderful thing to be healed, to come through the process. Surely I have to give God glory. No one, no man, no woman, no boy, no girl gave me the kingdom prescription. It was only God himself that did it. Through Jesus the Christ, through the Holy Ghost of God, that I am whole, that I'm nurtured, and that I am full of godly wisdom, and that the keys that he's given me is the kingdom prescription that will reverse not only type 2 diabetes, I want to say that, not only type 2 diabetes will the kingdom prescription heal. There are many diseases that are common that can, you don't have to have, that can be eliminated. I want to say this to you, that can be eliminated. And if you want to know how these other common diseases, I call them, note my words, D-I-S-E-A-S-E, disease is, dis-ease. It is a dis-ease in our body because, put a pin in this, and for you to note, that diabetes is not a disease. It is a nutrient imbalance. Once you have the right nutrients in your body and you give your body the right foods, and that's in Genesis 1:29, you do that cleansing for 30 days, your body will reset, reclock itself, build up your metabolism, help reset your pH, make your body more alkaline than acid, drop off some of the weight, do the breath of life, your body and your life will change. So now if you have a question, I want you to remember to call in at 858-357-9137. That's 858-357-9137. All right. We've talked about one of the five lifestyle changes. We've talked about the breath of life. Let's look at number two. Let's talk about the importance of learning your metabolic numbers. And what I mean by metabolic, I mean the numbers that's on your blood work. When you go to the lab and you get your lab work done and you get the reports that the doctors look at, but I continue to hear that a lot of people don't know what is within normal limits, what is healthy and what is unhealthy. And I want to encourage you that from this day forward, that anytime you go to the physician for your annual checkup, or if you already have type 2 diabetes and you go in for that quarterly every 3 months to make sure that they check your hemoglobin, your A1C, if you are not requesting to take your copies of your blood work home with you, I want to encourage you to do so. That's your right as a patient. Ask your doctor to, first of all, explain the value of your numbers, especially your blood sugar, your A1C, your magnesium, your calcium, your sodium, your total cholesterol. You need to understand this, and especially for us as an African-American community, we need to also ask him about the results of our GFR. That is the glucose flow rate for our kidneys. That lets you know if you are in trouble pending kidney disease. So number two is learning your blood work numbers. I want to tell you that learning your blood work numbers is going to transform your life as well. You're going to learn that your cholesterol really should be at about 150 to 170. That's a real good range. You're going to learn that your A1C really should not be more than 6. It should be between 5.5 and 5.9. If you are over 5.8, you're in trouble. You're already in trouble. And we will work with you over the next 2 to 3 months to make that change. Once you start the Kingdom prescription and do it for 30 days, you will already just see the difference. You will feel the difference. Because the greater of this and learning about your blood work and doing the deep breathing is going to also eliminate the visceral fat that suffocates our organs. So what is visceral fat? Visceral fat is the fat that enlarges itself around all of our major organs and close them out. You know, when we have the belly fat, that's what I'm talking about. And when we have belly fat and we're over 15 to 25 pounds, it causes us to have high blood pressure. So I want to teach you how to eliminate having this disease in your body by making some practical lifestyle changes and helping your body heal itself. Number three, we want to talk about movement. All of us know how to move. All of us know how to dance. So I want to encourage you that during the week that you not only just get your praise on Sunday, is that you get your praise on every single day. So you can dance, praise. You can walk. If you can't do anything else, you can walk for 20 minutes or so. Every day, 20 to 30 minutes. And when you walk, I want to tell you that you will then open the gift that God has given each and every individual. It's called the largest gland in your body. It's called the endothelium. This emits a chemical called nitric oxide, which promotes your body to heal itself. That's right. It's the largest endocrine gland in your body. It's called the endothelium. It is our medicine chest, thank God. And so all you have to do is move for 20 to 25 minutes consistently. Do your breathing first. You can engage it. Allow your body to start healing itself right away. All right, we have done the work. Then we want to talk about the nutrients. You cannot, this is very important. So when you call in to 858-357-9137, I want to make sure that you understand that when you have done your breathing, when you've done your walking, when you've cleared your blood, that you are allowing your body now to start healing itself in a process and being consistent. When you learn the proper nutrients, and again, the only way that you will know those exact nutrients is when you look at your metabolic numbers. which is your blood work, which I would be more than happy to teach you how to read it and learn the importance so you can monitor it, okay? Because when you learn, when you look at what's lacking or what's over, what's out of normal limits, learn the how to read the flags that are there that tells you what shape your body's really in. Even though I know that we dress up well and we look well, but we need to know what's really going on. Just as only the blood of Jesus Christ can heal and brought us salvation, I want you to know the importance of our blood. The importance of our blood is to tell us whether we are living or we are on our way to death much earlier. We know that all men, there is a time that's appointed us that we shall be absent from the body to be present with the Lord. But I'm talking about to make sure that we have a better quality of life while we're here on earth so we're able to carry out our destiny plan that God has set forth for us, all right? So once we learn about our metabolic numbers, then we can look and see what supplements that our body is lacking. We can purchase those. Then we can start eating ourselves healthy. And that's why the fifth one is learning to eat superfoods. When you have learned your metabolic numbers, got the right supplements or water soluble that you need to replenish every day, then we can talk about Genesis 1:29, all of the fruits, vegetables, herbs, teas, and we can talk about what the foods that are rich in what you need in your blood. Can I say that again? You will learn about the foods that's rich in the nutrients that you need for your body so it can have stabilized blood sugars, it can lower your A1C, it can lower your blood pressure, it can help push fat from your body, especially the visceral hard fat from your body, and have you to become a fat-burning machine, have you to be a lean Mr. King or a lean Miss Queen. Remember that, a lean Mr. King or a lean Miss Queen. Now, once we have gotten all of these components activated in our lives, we are on our way to being then in health and prospering as our soul prosper. The believer has an arsenal of weaponry. We're going to talk about that in the coming weeks on how to apply all five aspects, which I call it the grace of God, all five aspects of the kingdom prescription to work in the lives of every believer. And I don't want you to forget about adding fiber. And this is always good. You know, fiber is filling without being fattening. So the kingdom prescription is going to allow us to eat, drink, and anoint ourselves healthy. What did I say? The kingdom prescription is going to allow ourselves to eat, to drink, and to anoint ourselves healthy. Proclaiming the word of God, proclaiming the truth over our lives, it's going to help us mentally, spiritually, physically. We are going to be changed. This has been a wonderful, wonderful time for me to introduce the kingdom prescription to the Young Adult Talk right here on Healthy Mondays. Don't forget to call in. I want you, for those who have been listening, I want you to make sure that you get online and blog and talk about what you've learned. And if something was said that encouraged you, or if you have questions, bring them on. You know how to go to the website. Go to the website to put in your comments, and that is blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. YAT radio. All right, we're coming down to the line now. I want to make sure that I have an opportunity to share with you a few of the superfoods that we're going to talk about, because it will not be until next week that we talk again. What are some of the superfoods you're asking me? Some that's simple and some that you will be able to purchase before we come back together. All right, some of them, first of all, is wild salmon, blueberries, old-fashioned oatmeal, sardines, and the ones preferably in the ones that's in water or light oil, broccoli, spinach, walnuts, yogurt. Here's one that I love. Sweet potatoes. Pumpkin seeds. Yep, you can have some of those. Flax seeds and garlic. The other ones are cauliflower, cabbage, wheat germ, beans, and lentils. These are some of the things that you can pick up, and if you can, always remember to do them fresh or frozen. And canned would be the third option. Well, it has been a joy. This is the Kingdom Prescription, and I'm your host, Dr. Ruby Mora MacMillan. I want you to remember always to do something special for yourself and to decree and declare the Kingdom Prescription over your life. Look at the five lifestyle changes to breathe well, to make sure that you understand your blood work numbers. Move every day. Give your body the proper nutrients and eat the right foods. Until next week, at the same time, at the same place, Healthy Mondays with Dr. Ruby. We look forward to hearing from you then. And remember to give us a call back at 858-357-9137. And this is your host saying, may this week bless you real good. And as the word said, may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace, is my prayer. Until next week, God bless you real, 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 real good. Bye now.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with Healthy Monday on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.